guys. Way to go. Keep it going. Good job, guys. All right, Paul. I see you. Finish off, Coach Cole.
Hey there, I'm Coach Curl, and welcome to the Today's Leader podcast, Building Tomorrow's Best Leaders. Today we're unpacking one of the most important yet often overlooked skills in leadership, and that is the power of prioritization. As leaders, we face countless demands on our time and our attention. And without prioritization, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. And when we feel overwhelmed, we often become ineffective. Many of the leaders that I've known throughout my career often feel they don't have control over their time. So let's explore why prioritization is essential and how it benefits leaders and their teams. And I'll talk about some of the practical strategies that you can use to sharpen this skill. So let's begin with why prioritization is such a powerful leadership tool. Firstly, you focus on what truly matters. Leaders are responsible for ensuring the team works on the high impact items and tasks that are going to move either the organization or move the team forward. Now, without prioritization, energy is often wasted on low-value tasks and busyness. Number two, improved decision-making. Now, prioritization helps you assess what's urgent versus what's important, enabling us to be more strategic in our decision-making. It increases our productivity. A clear focus on priorities reduces distractions, boosts efficiency, and ensures that everyone knows what they should be working on first. And number four is enhanced team morale. Teams feel more motivated and less stressed when they have clear priorities and a manageable workload. So think of prioritization as a compass that keeps you and your team heading in the right direction. And without that compass, often we're just spinning in circles. So let's dive into some of the actionable steps that you can put in place to help you be more effective as a leader. Firstly, define your goals and your values. Now, in episode 472 of our podcast, we talked about how do we set goals. So start with clarity. Understand your organization's goals and your team's mission. Knowing what success looks like will guide you. And ask yourself, when you're faced with multiple decisions or tasks or just a to-do list that's overwhelming, does this task align with our team or our organizational objectives? Number two, there's a tool called the Eisenhower Matrix, and this tool helps you categorize tasks based on urgency and importance. So quadrant one is the urgent and important. So we should do those immediately, right? Number two is important, but not yet urgent. We should schedule those in and make sure we've got a plan to achieve, because they're important, they're just not urgent. Number three is urgent but not important, so we should be delegating those. I would also question why we're doing them if they're not important. And then quadrant four is about they're not urgent, they're not important. Why do them? Eliminate them, right? So we have some structure around what that Eisenhower matrix looks like. We need to communicate our priorities clearly, share your priorities with your team to ensure that everyone's aligned. Everyone should know what their most important tasks are. What is top of the list and what is it that they should be focused on? Now, as a leader, this is a tough one. Remember when I talked about some leaders feel that they're not in control? We need to learn to say no We need to learn to say no. So as a leader, it's your job to protect your team's focus, but it's also your job to protect your time and your energy, right? Politely decline tasks, meeting requests that don't align with the priorities that we face. We need to learn to say no. And we need to revisit. The final step is to review and revisit and adjust priorities on a regular basis. Leadership requires us to be flexible. So we need to reevaluate priorities weekly or monthly to ensure that they reflect the current challenges, opportunities, and objectives of the organization. So leadership is about making choices that are going to have the greatest impact. By mastering prioritization, you'll focus your time, your energy, and your resources on what truly matters, empowering your team to achieve more. So as usual, follow the link in the show notes for your action guide. But this week, I want you to take 10 minutes to review your to-do list and identify the tasks and meetings that align most closely with your goals, your team's goals, organizational objectives. Use the Eisenhower matrix to categorize them and see if that makes a difference to your mindset and your control over your time. Now, if you found this value in this episode, please share it with a fellow leader. And let's keep building tomorrow's best leaders today. Until next time, I'll see you later. Bye for now.